a little bit extra on Asara B'Teyus. Usually what happens in this world is the unusual becomes popular and the usual fades from sight. So the whole world knows the fact that if Asara B'Teyus would occur on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The whole world doesn't know that Rashi explicitly in Masechta Megillah and the Mishnah says otherwise. Rashi says Mufurish that if Asara B'Teyus were to occur on Shabbos, it would be a Nitcha like every other Tainus. So Rashi was forgotten in history. That was the conventional view of things. The odd is what possesses us. Now there is a source. It's not that there's no source. The Bahag is of, I believe, is the one that has that view that if Asara B'Teyus would occur on Shabbos, we would have to fast. This is indeed a very strange notion. Tisha B'Av, the ultimate Tainus, what happens if it occurs on Shabbos? We push it off until Sunday. So why should it be that Asara B'Teyus and Asara B'Teyus, the way we actually paskin, is not even a chiyuv midino, the fast. Right? If it would be a chiyuv midino, so we would have to have all the inuyim, the Ramban and the Ran paskin. Elamai, it's only mitzad minug. So here we have a fast, it's mitzad minug, and yet on Shabbos we would allow it to be doicha Shabbos. You think Shabbos Erev Pesach, what would we do with Asara B'Teyus on Shabbos? We would have all the three sudas at night, in the night time, you know. In Pesach we try to quetch all the three, you know, the two sudas in before Chatzos. Yeah, we have to do three sudas at night. How many times Kiddush? A new literature. So the shaila is why? How could this be? So Reb Chaim of Brisk, we'll first discuss his approach. It's a very interesting approach. And he says there's a difference, not in the severity or the gravity of the tainus. Nothing is as grave as Tisha B'Av, but rather in the nature of the tainus itself. In the Novi Yecheskel, who's the one that talked about Asara B'Teyus, Vayehi Dvar Hashem Elai B'Shana Tshiyas, in the 90th of Chizkiyo, B'Chodesh Asiri, on the 10th of Tevis, but also L'Chodesh, on the 10th of the month of Tevis, Lamor. Ben Adon, right? It's the usual way that the Rebbeinu Shalom address the Novi Yecheskel. K'sob L'cho Es Hashem Hayoyim, write down the name of this day, probably what day of the week it is. Es Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, and what day of the month it is. In Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. The pasuk stresses two times. It's etzem hayom hazeh, be'etzem hayom hazeh. He says there's a difference, and we'll come back to it in a moment, why, between Asara B'Teyus. Asara B'Teyus deals with the events of a particular day. All the rest of the Tareisim really deal with events of a period of time. The fast is on a given day, but they deal with the events of a period of time. Shiva also B'Tamas that we fast. We're not even sure exactly why we fast on Shiva also B'Tamas. The Novi and Yirmiyah says that when did the forces of Nebuchadnezzar penetrate the walls of Yerushalayim? Was on the 9th of Tamas, not on the 17th of Tamas. So there's a huge literature why in fact we're fasting on the 17th. One view is that the 17th of Tamas, the 17th of Tammuz, was from the second bias, and the second bias is the principal problem that we have. So they folded two of them together. The ninth of Tammuz, we said, will mark that fast, which would have been in bias region. And the ninth of Tammuz, now it's going to get shifted to Yud Zayin Tammuz. Apparently, the Rishalmi has a different approach. The Rishalmi says that they lost track of the time because of all the turbulence of their situation, their dire situation, and they made a recording error, and it really took place in the Yud-Zayin Tammuz. Even if it did, we're dealing with events of a period of time, meaning the events which led up in the process by which Nebuchadnezzar's forces gained entry to the city. So we'll mark this, it's a period of time. Tisha B'Av, as we well know, is a period of time. The Rabbi Yochanan says, they should have called me, the Nevi'im, when they convened to decide when to make Tisha B'Av. And I wouldn't have made it on Tisha B'Av. I would have made it on Asiri B'Av, on the 10th of Av. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was lit the fire near the end of Tisha B'Av, but it burned on the 10th of Av. And Rabbi Yochanan said, if I were there, I would have voted for the 10th of Av as the day. So, the fact that if Shabbos is on the 9th and we fast on the 10th, the truth is in our minhogim we have that we have many minhogi avelis until Chatzos on the 9th and the 10th day to mark that really this is a principal day of the process of the Churban. It's not only the 9th, the 10th was included. So if the Nidcha really encompasses the aspects, because there were aspects of the 9th and the 10th. Some Gedalia, perhaps we would say, because it is not only the murder of Gedalia that set off a process, and that process led to the destruction, the final destruction of the first Jewish Commonwealth. The Novi came and implored the people that they should remain Alad Masakodesh, and they'll get on with Nebuchadnezzar. They'll be able to get on with Nebuchadnezzar, and they were frightened. In particular, I guess they were frightened after in the events following the murder of Gedalia. They were certainly frightened, and they ran off to Eretz Mitzrayim, and they had a very nasty fate. And the Novi told them they should remain. So Gedalia really is not only, he is a key event, but it's a key event in the final dissolution of the first Jewish Commonwealth. That the people, the last remnants of the Jewish people that were left Alad Mas HaKadosh, Ahasuerus allowed certain people to stay. They didn't want it to become desolate, and he wanted to profit from it. So he allowed farmers and others to maintain, to run the infrastructure of the country and run the basic agriculture of the country, so that in fact he would gain from it. So there was a community, and that community, the Novi says, would have endured. But in the aftermath of Gedalia's murder and the people's fright, they ran off to Eretz Mitzrayim. And in Eretz Mitzrayim, as I said, they met a nasty fate. So all of those surround events, each one of an era, of a period of time, not of a day. But the events surrounding it are events of many days and longer periods of time. Here, there was not only the issue of Asara B'Tavis, is not only the fact that the Melech Bovel laid siege to Yerushalayim on this day, but what was the message? Yecheskel Hanovi wasn't Bovel. Nebuchadnezzar's forces were in Eretz Yisrael. It would take many months after the Churban. How many months after the Churban did it take for the news of the Churban Beis HaMikdash to reach Bovel? So the Novi says it arrived in the 5th of Tevis, so make a Cheshbon. From of Elul, Tishrei, Cheshbon, Kislev, Tevis. It took 5 months, minus 4 days, for the news of the Churban to go from Yerushalayim to Bovel. Right? No Instagrams. So, they were not going to know about this event probably for 5 months afterwards, after it took place. So this was Tevis, and let's make the Chesed, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Er, Sivan. So basically it would be Shavuos time, by the time that they would know that Melech Bovel had laid siege to Yerushalayim. And what the Rabbanu Shel Olam wanted here, the Radak spells it out, that there's nothing in our world that we can imagine that's positive, that doesn't have a charlatan doing it in a negative way. Whatever there is, if there's anything that's significant in the world, there's a shyster that's doing it in the wrong way. right? To have the age of computers, so we have hackers and malware and all. There's always the other side. There are doctors, there are quacks. This will be in all of history. There's always someone trying to get ahead illegitimately. You know, we don't have today, we don't have false Nevi'im running around today. Why don't we have false Nevi'im running around today? Because we don't have any real Nevi'im. But when there were real Nevi'im, so there was a cottage industry of false Nevi'im. They said, you know, I also want to be in the Novi business. I'll also make proclamations. So this was the scourge of the Jewish people at this time, that they had to be a sheker. So who do we know was a Novi Yemes and a Novi Sheker? So the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to underscore, the Radak says, that Yecheskel was a Novi Yemes. So Yecheskel said, I'm not telling you something approximate, around now it took place. Mark this day in the calendar. On the 10th of Tevis, I told you that the siege of Yerushalayim began today. Something impossible to know. Tomorrow, maybe you could, if it's within a few days, maybe you could know. Somehow, somebody could, you know, with the same way that they did the Kiddush HaChodesh and passed it along. But to tell you, today the siege started. Right? Impossible to know. And this was really the last hope to save the Beis HaMikdash almost. That the people should believe Yecheskel is a Novi Emes, and maybe they would still do tshuva once they saw that it was a Novi Emes. Now the Malbim writes that there was 2.5 years from the time of that the siege began until the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Malbim writes. I did not independently go through the Psukim to see my own, you know, how that comes out. But the Malbim in Yecheskel writes that this took 2.5 years. He says there were 914 days. I could not cheshbon them out exactly to the number of days. But he writes, on the right here at the beginning of Perek Chof Dalet, he writes, he may also test the Chodesh Ravi Shahofka Ha'ir. He says it was 914 days. So there's a little bit in this cheshbon I don't understand. I did not, as I said, I don't have kashas. I just, that was not yirid really to analyze it fully. But it's be'erach 2.5 years, the Malbim writes, from then until the Churban. So the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to provide a new set of bona fides for Yecheskel. And he ran around Bovel telling them, Rabbi Yisai, write this day in the calendar. Somach Melech Bovel, the king of Bovel, laid siege to Yerushalayim today. 5 months later, almost a half a year later, they would hear that indeed that's exactly what happened. The siege of Yerushalayim began on the 10th of Tevis. So maybe that would prompt them to do tshuva. They would take Yecheskel's nevuah more seriously. Right, that's still out there 2 years until the Churban, according to the Malbim, from the point that they knew that you had less or a late siege to Yerushalayim. So the significance of Asar B'Tevis is not only that Melech Bobo laid siege to Yerushalayim, but its ultimate tragedy is that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us one of the final possibilities for salvation with the Nevuat Yecheskel of Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. That, so it's not only the fact that the king laid siege, but that Yecheskel challenged everyone, recorded in your logs, and you're going to find out in months from now that the siege of Yerushalayim began today. So this was an event of Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, of one day. Since it was an event of one day, so apparently it's not only the fact that the siege began, but on that day the Rabbeinu Shalom attempted yet to still spare us the suffering of the Churban. And he made one final attempt to build up Yecheskel Hanovi, that we should take him seriously. And we let that slip through our fingers. And that's part of the tragedy of Asar B'Tevis. So that's what Reb Chaim was saying, yet here it's Be'etzem Hayom, it's on a particular day. The Novi Yecheskel would not have been effective. He says, well, around now is nothing. You know, you could guess, you could hear from your news, whatever. The siege began. Today they closed Jerusalem off. The final entry and exit to Jerusalem was closed. It was sealed today. There's no Yecheskel and Novi left no wiggle room. Put it on the line. So that's the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. That's the way Reb Chaim interprets the Bahak. The Chassam Sofer has a truly wondrous pshat. An acquaintance, it's been Rosh Shuva, very choshev a yid. So I'm speaking to him once, a couple of years back. He says to me, you know, the Chassam Sofer is just amazing. The things that he writes, he says, you'd think that the Chassam Sofer held up as a seat in the board of directors in Shemayim. And, you know, he sat there while all the discussions are going on, and then he's coming out and he's telling you from behind closed doors what went on up there. And this is truly one of the pieces of the Chassam Sofer that's true about. And the Chassam Sofer was a mystical figure in a certain regard. You know, he apparently was a Mekubal. I mean, he was... Talmud of Nosson Adler was certainly a great Mekubal, and he was the Talmud Muvik of him. He says the following. Chassam Sofer also wants to know what would be the rationale that on this day would be Doicha Shabbos. Chassam Sofer says that on Asar B'Tavis, that's when the Psak was given for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. In other words, Yecheskel Anovi gave his admonition. And I guess in Shemayim they saw that they're not going to take heed of it. So the psak was given that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. He says, in B'chol Shona B'Shona, on Asar B'Tavis, they convene in Shemayim, the Bez and Shalmayla with the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. And the deal is, should the Beit HaMikdash be built this year or not? And if it's going to be built this year or not, he said, it's decided on Asar B'Tavis. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. Famous piece of the Chassam Sofer. So he says, that's why it's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. There's a particular event which is taking place, not only in retrospectively to what took place at the time when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim, but it affects us every single year. Every year there's a Dion on Asar B'Tavis in Shemayim if they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why that day has to be taken with a special level of seriousness. It transcends in that regard every other Titus. It's the Yom Kippur for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rav Chassam Sofer learns. So this is the nature of Asar HaBetavis. Now it's interesting, the Novi in Zecharia talks about Toma Asiri. So this is the interpretation that we follow. It's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and another Tana in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, we follow Rabbi Akiva's interpretation that the Tzoma Asiri, the Tzoma Asiri is Asar HaBetavis. There's a different interpretation, because what's odd about this is historically the first of the events of the Dalet Tzemus. Subsequent was going to come Shavuos HaBetamos, subsequent to that Tisha B'Av, and 2 months later was Tzom Gedaliah. Gedaliah was murdered just weeks after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. But according to Rabbi Akiva's interpretation, which is the one actually we follow, that the Tzom Asiri is Asar HaBetavis, that we have a fast on that day, so that's really out of order. That was the first of the events. It listed last in the Novi, but first, it was first historically. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the reason for that is that it listed the events according to the what month in the year they fell out. This is in the 10th month, even though historically it was earlier, but they went in order, Tzom Aravi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom Asiri. Other Tana in the Gemara says no. If Tomasiri is mentioned last, it's the final event which took place. And what is that? And the Novi tells us on the 5th of Tevis, they heard in Bovel that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And according to him, that's Tomasiri. So it's not our practice. We don't follow that particular practice. We follow the practice of Tomasiri being Asara B'Tevis. But there is a view in the Tanoim that Tzom Asiri is the day that they heard in Bovel that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which was on the 5th of Tevis. Chovas HaLevavos warns us that whatever we've learned, as we mature, we have to relearn it. Because otherwise, our sense of that particular matter in Torah is not as mature as the rest of our thinking. And we see it, you know, sometimes in that regard, you know, we learn about the Ovis as children, and our whole life, that's the perspective that we have about them. We don't realize that when you look at something when you're 40, when you're 60, when you're 70, you see different things. Different things stand out. There's a different perspective on life that strikes us differently, in a more mature and more sophisticated fashion. So in that regard, we learned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah from the Rabbi in Zecharia that he said the Dalet Tzaymas are going to be days of Sosan V'Simcha. Okay, I always, you know, knew that the Gemara says so. That's what the Novi says in Zecharia. But I decided to ask myself a question now. And the answer is why? That they won't be Tanaisim, I understand. If they mark the events which have to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so what are you mourning if the Beis HaMikdash is here? Fine. So they should be eliminated from the Jewish calendar. But why did they turn into Yom Tov? For what reason? What happened on those days? What happened on those days to celebrate? We have Yom Tov. All the Yom Tov are days to celebrate, so good things happened. We had Nisan, the Rebbeinu Shalom sustained us. We have Chagim. So we're celebrating. Well, what are we celebrating on these days? It should be enough, L'chaira, that we don't fast anymore. But what are we celebrating? What's the point of making him do a Yemei Sosan B'Simcha? It struck me. And I think the Kasha is a very good Kasha. I think it's a very good Kasha. And as I said, this is a Kasha of the last days. I've heard this Chazal and learned the Gemara before. And, okay, these days are going to be Yemei Simcha. Again. Now, all of a sudden it struck me. Mehecha Tesi, for what reason? So I think that the answer, Yeheh Bel, what's up there? Miss Maskim, it's a Shver, Tanisht. What? So why? What's the simcha? I acknowledge, I'm an imam, that it's going to be a simcha, but what's the simcha? What are we celebrating? I agree, I'm not disagreeing with the Gemara state. I also have a guy, an imam of Chazal say, and the Novi says it's going to be true, but why? What's the point? What are we? I want to know, what am I celebrating on those days? What am I celebrating? So I'll tell you what I think. The Tosfos has a kasha, which many Rishonim ask, in fact, that how could it be that on Yud Gimel Adar is a Tainus? If Purim, it was a day in Megillas Tainus, and you can't fast on the days before a day in Megillas Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. Especially we pass on the Krabios, you can't fast, the day before. We pass on the Krabios, it was at Issa Tainus the day before. So, how could it be that we have a fast in the day before? So, whatever, they're very terutzim to this problem in the Rishonim. So, I believe, now there's a second kasha that Rishonim have, and that kasha is where Tainus Esther came from altogether. We've yet to find the Chazal which told us that the day be Erev Purim is a Tainus. There's no such Gemara, there's no such Medrash. Those are Zoya. So where'd it come from? The Rishonim discovered it's on the Jewish calendar. Everyone's fasting. It's a Tainas Tzivah. But where'd it come? What's it about? Now, even the name Tainas Esther is a very tenuous name in a certain regard. Maybe in one sheet it's really Miyusha, but certainly it's not a direct commemorative in and of itself of when she fasted, because she fasted in Nisan. She didn't fast in Adar. So, there are many sheetahs. Some sheetahs Rishonim say that Yom Kihila Lakoyle in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Beis means it was a day that they gathered to go to war. And the day that they started a war, they used to fast. Because of the Schus. They used to fast because of the Schus. That they should have a Schus to be Matzliach in battle. So therefore, since they fasted, so we also fast. I mentioned before, the Ravid in Sefer Eshkol says it's that people shouldn't forget to lay in the Megillah on the night of Yadala. That's not for now to go into. It's a different time. Closer to Purim. And the most incisive pshat is really the pshat of the Kolbo. The Kolbo says that it's from the Etzem, the Takon of Purim itself. Why? Because in the Megillah, the Rishon, the Kolbo, in the Megillah we find Divrei HaTzaymais V'Zakosam. They recorded Tzaymais V'Zakosam in the Tefillahs. So he says, they enacted two things, Mordechai and Esther. They enacted the day of celebration, V'Noach Mayo Yiveyim V'Horog B'Sonayim, that, and the next day after the war we made a Mishnah B'Simcha, as it says in the Megillah. That's one part of the Takana. But the second part of the Takana was Divrei HaTzaymais V'Zakosam, that we should recall the Tzaymais and the Zakosam, the process that took place. We fasted, we were Mispalo. It's true, that took place when in Nisan. But we want to recall the process, Divrei HaTzaymais V'Zakosam, and maybe that, according to the Kolbo, is really past that we call the Tainus Esther, because it's connected to that process of Esther's fasting. And I think, what's the point? Now, Aleph is, on the calendar, we have Purim in our calendar, and we have Yom Kippur. Now, those are, the nature of the 2 days is totally different. We have both in our calendar. But even the genius of Klal Yisrael cannot figure out how to run Purim and Yom Kippur on the same day. Tzgeitnisht. You can have Yom Kippur, you can have Purim. But to put the both of them into one day is an impossibility. So, they didn't attempt to. They said, Yud Gimel, that's the day that's going to be like Yom Kippur. That's the day Divrei HaTzaymais V'Zakosam. We'll fast, we'll do tshuva, we'll be mispalo. Celebration? On Yud Aleph, we'll celebrate. It'll be a blast. It's not going to be the somber attitude of the somber attitude of a Tainus. Now, what did they want with Divrei HaTzaymais V'Zakosam? What was the point of commemorating the Etzem HaTakona of Purim? So the Mamele Rekashas Mayusha of why there's no problem with Purim is that how do we have a fast the day before? Because the Etzem HaTakona of Purim is 2 days. Yud Gimel to be a fast and Yud Dalet to be Purim. This is not something which was appended later on for some reason. No, when the basic Takana of Purim, when they made the Yom Tov, they made a fast the day before. So where there's Meyushev, the Kasha of Tosfos and other Rishonim, that according to Megillas Tainus, how could you have a day before? No, because that was the Etzem Takana of Purim, that it has both. What was the point? What did they want? So I believe the point was very simply. Unfortunately, we didn't reach Mashiach's time yet. And Mamelo, they're going to be ebbs in the history of Klal Yisrael. We're going to have times that we ride high, and times, unfortunately, that we sink low in the Golos. And we need to remember, what did our Ovos do to resolve the problems that they had? And what did they do? It's how did we get the issue of Purim? How did Yeshua of Purim? How did it come about? We should just as well remember Divrei HaTzaymais V'Zakosam, because that's what engineered the Yeshua, which took place. That's the process by which the Yeshua took place. When the Novi told us, the Neviim, then the Novi Zechariah told us that we're going to celebrate, but he also indicated at the same time that it remained a Yom Tzayim. Why? Because there's going to be a second Churban Beis Hamikdash. And after that, the Tainus is going to come back. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But we didn't reach Mashiach Tzidkenu yet. We're not about to get there. at his time. But he knew it's not coming so quickly. So what do we have to do? What do we have to do to resolve the problems that we have? So we need to resolve the problems. To resolve those problems, we need the Re'at Tzemes V'Zakosim. So even when the Migdash stood, but he wanted those days to stand out in their significance. They were significant days. Why were they significant days? Because those are the days which brought about Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. We fasted on those days. We were mispalel. We did tshuva on those days. Those are the days. That's what made us what we are. So now we're celebrating those days. Why? Because so later, when they'll come back, we'll remember again when they have to be Tanaisim, how significant, how important they are. That the resolution of the first Churban came about through what? Through those days. And the resolution of the problems that we have post the second Churban is also going to come through those days. And that's the inyaladaiti that they made them into Yomim Tovim. That the day was, this was the source of Klal Yisrael's Yeshua. So when the Migdash stands, we're going to celebrate. Why? Because from this day came the Yeshua. And that we need to remember, because it's not going to last forever, the second Migdash. There'll be a time it's going to be a time again, as the Novi said. It's not forever. So that's the Inyan Lechair Ledaiti, that these days are going to be Yimei Simcha. That's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating that through the process of the Tshuva and the Tfilas of those days, we were Zeicha to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Now, spoke about Friday night. Other than Tisha B'av, now we're not dealing with Tainas Esther is not under discussion and Yom Kippur is not under discussion, but all the four Tanaisim, other than Tisha B'av, they're not full-fledged Tanaisim Mitzar Adin. Tisha B'av is on the map from the Nevi'im. We have to fast that day. That's why we have a fast which starts before the sun sets, before Shkia Sachama of the ninth, and it goes for 25 hours, and we have all the inuyim that we can bathe, etc., no sicha, no lila sasando, all of those inuyim are all part of a tainus which is meikra the dinner. And the Ramban says that if we would fast the other tainus meikra the dinner, we would have to begin all of them mibayim. But we only fast the mitzad minuk. So as I spoke about Friday night, I presume the pshat, and that is the way I understand the Beis Yosef. So the Ran seems to say, since it's Robo Bo'atzoros, they accepted these Tanaisim upon themselves, but then they should be Mitzad Adin. Then he turns around and says, the only Mitzad Minug, and that's why we don't have the five Inuyim, we don't start before sunset. So I think the pshat is that when there's truly an Ace Tzorah to Klal Yisrael, then the Mitzad Adin. But Klal Yisrael, because of all the vicissitudes of Jewish history, said we're always going to fast on these days. You know, it's not going to necessitate a deal that we're going to come every year to be done and we fast and we're not. It's worth our while to fast on these days. The Jewish history is tortured enough, and there'll be enough times that it'll be maybe even Asr Mitzar Adin. So at least, you know, the basics we should have down from the start. So, now, a fast.
The chumrah, accepting it, that became a kula because when it was a.
So I think lidaiti, and I'm going to try to find a way to confirm this, but lidaiti, the pshat is when there's truly an ace tzorah for Klal Yisrael, that you really have to fast your mechuyev.
Didn't I hear somebody that during the Shoah that.
I'm trying to find out. You heard of someone?
Yeah, I've seen that somewhere.
Oh, so someone asked me Friday night. I said, I don't know. I presume that it's the case. So I said, Be'ez Hashem, the next time when I meet up with Reuven Feinstein, I'm going to ask him what his father did. You know, during the time of the Holocaust. You know, it seemed to me that in that time, that a person should have fasted Mitzar Adin during the Chmelnytsky uprisings. In other words, in the very difficult times in Jewish history, that a person should have kept those Tanaisim Mitzar Adin. It's Lachara. So you're saying you heard already the Vol Gedolei Olam that did such a that
did.
Okay, it makes sense. That's Lachara what stims. So that's why it's not a kula. It's only if I can. It's a chumra. Now, we need to remember the essence of what a tainus is. The Novi in Yoel says in the second parak in Yoel that we read on the Haftar and Shabbos Shuvah. Shuvu Adai B'chol Levavachem, that B'tzoyim U'v'chi U'v'mispeit. The fasting, Rabbi Yisai, you know, we elevated the fasting into the essence of the Tainus. The essence of the Tainus is Shuvu Adai B'chol Levavachem. Return to me, the Rabbi Yisai says, with your whole heart. The process to achieve that is B'tzoyim U'v'chi U'mispeit. But the process of the Tainus is an internal process. And that's why it says, V'kiru levavachem b'al b'gdeichem, the Novi says. Don't rend your clothes. Leave your clothes whole. You don't have to go buy a new suit. Tear your heart. Internally. Feel shivron aleiv for a chaton. That's the essence of what a Tainus is. And I yet review it. And in the kiyum of the din of the Tainus, we are more medactic than our forebears. But, and I'm not critical of them, we live in a different time and a different place. I was a child, I must have been about 9 years old, about something like that. 9 years old. Oh, let me see. Probably the fall of 19, maybe 8 years old. Fall of 60 was too late. It could have been either I was either a fall of 58 or a fall of 59. It was either whatever, one of those 2 years. That's what I presume. I don't presume it was Shavuos or Batamas. I presume it had to do with a Asara B'Tavis. So I was with one or two of my older brothers and a friend of theirs and their father and another. I was two upgehitten the Yidden, good fine Jews were there, and their sons were in Mesiftera. They were in the earlier, and their sons were fasting a whole day. And to both of them, there were two, you know, choshev balabatim there, and like they thought their kids fell on their heads. Why? Well, because the norm in Polish and Russian Jewry was on a tainus other than Tisha B'Av, you fasted till Chatzos, you davened mincha, and you went, yeah, that was the norm. In the whole world was like that. The idea that you fasted one of these days, a whole day, was b'chlal, just didn't register to them as being, they never saw such a thing in their life. And to upgehitten the yidin, you know, find a yidin. Why? Because where in Eastern Europe, where the people were, did physical work, it just possible was very, very difficult to fast and do physical work. So obviously the rabbonim decided that the people are not up to it, and maybe they should fast a half a day until Chatzos, Daven Mincha, Yekriyas HaTorah, and then eat. And that was the norm. So in that regard, we're more medactic than they are in the circumstances. But we lost something along the way. My mother, Aleha Shalom, wouldn't give me an ice cream or something like that on a Tainus Tzibur. You eat, yeah, but you don't have things which are joyful. You don't, you know, a special snack you don't have on a Tainus Tzibur. No, it's special. It's just b'meila. It's a Tainus today. I eat it good, but so. And the halacha, really, in the halacha, it's well rooted in the halacha. There's a person, though, you know, that's ill, supposed to eat what he needs and not party, you know, not live it up. Eat the minimum he needs to get by, because it's soap, it's a Tainus. So today we fast, but I don't know, they probably understood the essence of the Tainus better than we do. The Shuvu Allah Adai B'chol Levavchem. The Tainus is the Tshuva. The Tzoyim, the Bechi, and the Mispah, the Novi says in Yael, that's Deicha Timtzeh, that's the way we're getting there. That's to help us get there. Right? Tzoyim is in two regards. There are two aspects to Tzoyim. Tzoyim has to do with self-denial as a kapar. And we say before Yom Kippur that which is this mayat chalbi, v'dami, etc., should be like a korban. And there's another aspect, is the precious from Gashmias, that it's a spiritual day. They say, Chassidus Rebbe once said, says, on Tisha B'Av, he says, who would want to eat? Forget if it's also. If you think of the tragedies of that day, who should want to eat? Meaning, rather, he said, who could eat? He said, on Yom Kippur, he said, who should want to eat? You could be like a malach. What do you want to be like in this world for? the prisha from the Gashmi serves two reasons. But we need that understanding. That's what the tainus is. So that we need to think about, as I said, in the fasting, we're mitzuyin. And knowing what a tainus is, I don't know if we're so mitzuyin. So I think in a tainus, we really need to spend a few minutes just to do tshuva. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day to do tshuva, to be misakin something in our lives. And that would be, if we do that already, then the tainus will have significance. That should be a yom tshuva. Divrei atzayim is b'zar kosam.
The Gemara records that there was a real time of Sibur, so there was a period of day where the community got together and viewed.
Yeah, Divrei Kibushim. You're talking to the tiny Yisrael Kshamim and the Gemara on tainus. They took the Aron Kodesh outside. And they,
it'd be a whole, you know, people.
They addressed it head on. Yeah.
It would help us. I mean, I usually it's a work day, so.
Yeah.
An excuse.
Yeah. But they addressed it head on. But we need at least to take a little bit of time. To spend a little bit of time doing tshuva. That's the essence of what the Tanya says. Shuvu adai v'chol levavchem. The Rabbi says in Yod. The tzayus to help us to get there. But the essence of the day, is a Yom Tshuva. May the Rabbeinu Shalom grant that we experience, which the Novi and Zecharia said, that the day is these tzimus, which should be days of Sosin B'Simcha, Be'ezus Hashem, that we celebrate them, that the Yeshua came through these Tanaisim Korah. How long?
Okay.
What are you bringing me?